Welcome again. We're happy that you have come here today to learn more about the Word of God. Today we want to focus again on another psalm from the Bible. Specifically, if we would look in Psalm 86, we'll be focusing on verse 4. And here we find a series of verses within this psalm that focusing on the excellencies of the Lord. And here in verse 4, it tells us, "Rejoice the soul of your servant. For to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." Now, beginning in the first part, rejoice, which means to make glad or to make happy. And what we need to realize is that we pray that the Lord will be happy in us because we are lifting up our soul to Him. We are being proper servants to Him. And that's what He has asked us to be. But also, in the 25th Psalm, there in verses 1 and 2, we get a familiar song for many of the young people within the church. That talks about, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." And it says, "O my God, I trust in thee. O let me not be ashamed. O let not my enemies triumph over me." There in Psalm 25 and verse 2. And we see there are several points that we want to draw from today. And we want to realize that it's important in our lives, as servants of God, what are we not to be? Well, we are not to be ashamed, as we find there. And why is this? Well, we're not to be ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God unto salvation for us. And we find in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. And why is this? Because the gospel is for all people. God is going to be there to help us in everything that we do in our lives. Because we should go out and teach the word to others. Why? Because it is what God has commanded us to do. And God will be there to help us and to guide us through those things in our lives that we are doing faithfully for Him. Now the other point we want to look at there is let not our enemies triumph over us. If we are doing the will of God, He is going to be there to strengthen us and to protect us against our enemies. And we must continue to be strong in the faith so that we can live those proper lives for God and be there for Him when He is called upon us. Now there will be those people in the world who will try to tempt us and try to take us away from God, who will try to get us to do things that we do not want to do, that are sinful against God's nature. And what we need to focus on is doing those things that are proper for God so we can continue to strive to do His will so that we can look forward to that home in heaven with Him and make God happy to see us as proper servants in His sight. And finally, as we continue this talk for the day, what we want to look at is realizing that through all of these things that we have to look at in our lives, to understand that God is going to be there for us no matter what. So that's why we can say we can lift up our souls to the Lord, because He is going to be there to comfort us and guide us and protect us in everything that we do in our lives so that we can always have that hope to be with Him one day.